soundingthealarm.com. Warning, the events and issues of this broadcast are real and eternal.
This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm on April 15th, 2023. This is the USA and the handwriting on the wall. There has been a lot of discoveries announced recently about the United States and its crumbling. Some may have heard how there is not enough ammo for a war, though the United States does its kicking the shins of nations all over the world. They're picking a fight with Russia, China, you name it. The debt is beyond control and nations are rejecting the United States dollar. The morality is sunk and reeks as a skunk. The list is long. Some people have heard a little here or a little there, but there are a few that get the whole picture that the Lord himself reveals to his faithful. Another point is how some that see elements of these things cry or get angry. They're trying to save the United States and getting good men to rise up and stop it. How vain, how worldly, how carnal. They are deeply, over deeply, identified with this secular, wicked, natural nation that opposes God and his kingdom. The ones that understand realize that the time is short and the kingdom of God is very at hand. They rejoice, for the redemption is ever so close. The nation's foundation has failed. The handwriting of God is against this nation, and it's evident for all to see if they would and could. Woe, 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 woe unto the United States. So if you live in the United States and profess to be a disciple of Jesus, make sure your citizenship is in heaven where it belongs. This nation has sneered, mocked, and cay-holed at God enough. He's had it. And God is allowing the great delusion to confound the wicked idolaters of this nation. They are blind as a bat without any radar guidance other than to go right into the pit. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It is stunning. Over the last few years, we've observed that politicians play their part with the costumes over their faces. They stood their distances and touted the lies of rescue from poisonous shots. Now the evidence is clear, as those who believe the scam have either died or will die an early death from the side effects of taking a shot into their bodies that were chemicals and computing instruments of death. Unprecedented. The evidence is the handwriting, the blood clots, the heart elements, the death from other physical weaknesses stressed by the procedures of this operation of death. The aim was to destroy the image and likeness of God and eliminate as many of the populace as possible. Thus, they remove the hindrances to their agenda of world conquest under Satan, their drag king. The foundations of law and order are lawless and disorder. The branches of government, from executive, legislative, and judicial, are all extremely corrupt. It's in your face, and there's nothing you can do about it. God is allowing it for his purposes. From a president who did illegal business deals with other nations, and all seems to go on anyway. The legislative ignore the lawless practices for the most part, and the judicial? The bureaus of investigation conjure up accusations and put people in jail without lawful representation and a speedy trial. They've ruined many people's lives as far as this world goes. The financial stability of the United States is no more. We will soon see the dominoes fail from company to company, city to city, person to person, and on it goes. The Defense Department and the military tolerate spy balloons floating over the country, gathering highly sensitive intelligent data without any response. Until the people cried out. It has been leaked that there's not sufficient ammo or working weapons to defend the nation. See, it is defenseless. Its guard is down. It is open to destruction, and it should be. Let me tell you something you might not have known. 2,000 years ago, a Jewish historian writing for the Romans spoke of Jerusalem and its gates opening on their own accord. Something that would have taken many men to open the gate, it just swung right open. Oddly, the ones who could not perceive how God was going to judge Israel, Jerusalem, and destroy the temple of their business, thought the gate opening was just a sign of prosperity. Fools. Fools and blind, as Jesus would say and does say. But Josephus, this historian, recorded that there were other people that realized that this was a sign of vulnerability to defeat. This is a very important example of being able to discern, understand, and perceive the truth as God makes it plain for all to see, just as he is doing in our world today. It's absolutely amazing. We hear the word unprecedented all the time. Whether rising inflation numbers, record rains, record storms, increased deaths of young working adults, birth rates down, miscarriages up, divorce, drug use, transgendering, and much, much more. This nation is crazy insane due to its sin. It's punch drunk as can be. That's what happens to Babylon the whore. She is drunk as a skunk from her wicked fornicating immorality. And that describes the USA, ladies and gentlemen. She is gross and has a hairy chin and a bald head and a bulging stomach. She's repugnant to look at and hear her singing songs. Woe, 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 woe to the evil nation. Go read Jeremiah 18 and 19. In the recent few years, some have come to their senses and realize not only the tragic mistake in believing the lies of injections, masks, made up distances for safety, but more importantly are assessing their relationship with God. They're seeing where they went wrong and applying misapplied trust to anything but God himself. Praise the Lord for that. There will be few that do that, and there will be many that won't. It's written, it's a curse to put your trust in man. It's an abomination to worship false gods. And God says, you choose your false god, let them save you. The people, religious and not, do not know the ways of the Lord, nor his thoughts. And he said, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so are God's ways above those who walk in this world with its lusts. The call was to repent and serve the Lord in gladness. The time is up. The handwriting is clear. Judgment and God's wrath is upon all who do not rightly abide in Jesus Christ. It is a fierce and full of fury wrath. Regardless of the gospel, merchants who ignore all these things and the voice of the Lord walk foolhardily, and they disregard for the truth and take as many with them into the ditch. Jesus warned of this, but who cared? Who noted? The debt is huge, and the politicians dole out billions to their comrades, whether the Ukraine, Antichrist, Zionists, or the various occult wizards that run the corporations. The media is paid to lie. The spokesmen do it happily for their fame and bank accounts. But it is all running out, and there will be nothing to pay for what they really need. Without the trusting God who feeds the birds and clothes the flowers of the field, they themselves will find themselves decrepit and dying. This is and was their choice. People do not know God's ways. They do not have his knowledge. They have a false knowledge. The world has erased God as much as they could, and they hate him as their father the devil hates God and hates his creation. He's a murderer and a liar. He deceives and destroys. You can see his work plainly all around, just as the handwriting on the wall written by God is clearly seen. Will you repent? Will you truly cry out with all of your heart in godly sincerity and the fear of the Lord? That's the question. For those that do and have already, they're joyful. They know not a hair on their head will perish. There's nothing anyone can do to harm them that God the Father does not allow. That is, if you're obedient to him. Jesus knew this, too. He did not fear the Jews that conspired to kill him. He was not troubled that the Roman leaders, Pilate and Herod, could have their armies destroy Jesus physically. It has to be allowed by the Father above. So he trusted him entirely. So this is the way. Jesus is the way. Follow him and trust the Father for everything. That means everything, as in salvation, life, provision, healing, guidance, teaching, understanding, love, peace, mercy, and truth. All these things are gladly provided by the Father for those who rightly ask him. But those who took joy to be his enemy and despised the grace and trampled underfoot the blood of Jesus Christ. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Read all about it, ladies and gentlemen. The handwriting is on the wall and it's evident. The time is on and it's fully here. This is Trevor Davis, soundingthealarm.com.